Leadership drives innovation. At the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, innovation is led by our Industry Advisory Committee. This group of individuals counsels, decides, and takes action to ensure we accomplish our mission. These are the Food Files. Let's step behind the scenes with Dr. Roy Escobar, Director of the Food and Agricultural Products Center.
We have meetings twice a year in which they have the ability to listen to what we're doing, give us counsel and advice, and true us up when we get off base, and pat us on the back when they believe we're doing okay. I think that's the value that it is to the center and to the state of Oklahoma, to be able to contribute to the food industry in the state of Oklahoma and help them to grow, to be sustainable, and to thrive. And we have to do the same thing. They really drove the idea that we needed a food safety specialist. And so the dean was quick to say, listen, if you're talking about personnel, talking about a faculty member, that's expensive. We have, that just doesn't happen. And so one individual in the committee stood up and said, he slammed his hand on the table and he says, what's it going to take? He says, well, it's going to take a couple $1 million. And so the guy said, I'll put the first $1 million down. So the committee, over a course of months, they collected among themselves enough to drive the first food safety program as an academic program in America. And so that's when Dr. Jadasia was hired. And he is the first food safety specialist that was hired at Oklahoma State University as a faculty member, and it's a fully endowed position, endowed by this committee. And so they drove that plan, and it's been remarkably successful. And they're the ones that caused it. It was good for me to be able to be a part of that and to watch all that happen and to see the excitement that was happening around the committee and how it played out here on campus. I want them to continue to stay engaged because they're not paid. They're totally volunteer. They're appointed by officers of the state, and they have to want to do this. I want them engaged, and I want them engaged with contemporary issues that relate to the well-being of the state, of the food industry in the state, and the well-being of this unit. And I believe all of those committee members realize that this unit, this committee, and this Food and Ag Products Center has a stake in the long-term viability of the food industry in the state, and they want it to thrive. And they know that it's constantly changing, and they expect this unit to change along with or leading the edge for them. And so I want them to be very much engaged, them to be unashamedly bold to deliver to us when they believe we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and to make sure that I toe the mark and being the right kind of a leader for this Food and Ag Product Center and an ally with them.
The mission of FAPC is to discover, develop, and deliver value to the food industry. We are grateful for the leadership of individuals like Dr. Escobar for making that possible. For more information about FAPC or the Industry Advisory Committee, visit fapc.biz.